This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast, number 88 in the series for Franklin Matters. We'll look back at the week that was as it comes to a close on Sunday, March 6th, 2011. Then we'll look ahead at what the week has for us. The Community Gardens Group met on Monday night at the community room, appropriately so, of this local Stop and Shop. It's good to see such a group beginning this endeavor. My notes from the meeting will be included in the show notes. The FinCom meeting on Tuesday was canceled, as I anticipated. The state numbers are too preliminary to begin to work with at this time. The current expectation is that by mid-month, there should be some indication as to the range of numbers available from the state to begin the real planning cycle. So stay tuned on that front. The town council held a very brief meeting on Wednesday. I caught the replay via the video on demand in order to participate myself in the Friends at a Library meeting. It was a good choice to make. My report on the clearing the air between the library and the Friends is available in the show notes. Be sure also to catch the update on the tax donation status of gifts to the library, with the standard disclaimer that I'm not providing tax advice, just tax information. Check with your tax preparer how to handle this with your particular situation, and the link to that is also in the show notes. The Community Health Council met on Thursday evening, featuring an update from Peter Light on the health-related activities at Franklin High School. More information on the full calendar of events coordinated by the Community Health Council can be found at the link in the show notes. It takes you to a link on the school's page. Looking ahead for this week, the Long Range Financial Planning Committee is scheduled to meet on Wednesday. This group will likely continue to develop its understanding of the financial issues around the Franklin budget. The Pew Internet and American Life Project released a report last week that showed, and I quote, "Government transparency is associated with residents' feelings of efficacy and empowerment. Those who think that their government shares information well are more likely to say that people like them can have an impact on government. It might be the case that signals from government that we are to be open about what we do make people think that they can take advantage of that openness and influence the way the government operates." End quote. Significant paragraph for me. The report goes into a variety of details, three studies, San Jose, Philadelphia, and Macon, Georgia. The report really helps foster the activities that you and I have been taking here. Our engagement on the website, through the weekly and daily newsletters, and on Facebook, are helping to encourage Franklin to do more in these specific areas. While Franklin regularly wins an award for government information sharing, it can still do better. One of the major issues with the budget crisis we face is the lack of trust in the information provided. Increasing the transparency will foster the trust that is necessary. The full report you can read. I've included the link in the show notes. So this podcast, as usual, is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can use your help. How can you help, you ask? If you have an interest in covering the Planning Board, Conservation Committee, and or the Zoning Board of Appeals meetings here in Franklin, please let me know. And as always, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please tell me. It's through this feedback loop that we can make an improvement together. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.